Okay. Again, I apologize to everyone. We left off the end of this man a little bit in the middle of a sugya, which was not my original plan, but you know how things go here. But let's try to jump into and conclude this discussion. We're discussing Chazaka. We had a Chakiyu in Chazaka, some crazy number like 17 nafkaminas on the board. We could have gone to 70 if we really wanted to, but that I think sufficed. And I wanted to point out an interesting Kedusha Arim here, based on the Rashi. Rashi, if you recall, how did this all start? How did we start this conversation? The Tosfot who started this conversation with Tosfot, who asks why. In our sugya, we say oki trei lahadi trei, but oki gavra aches kase, right? We this hopefully we all remember lama beis of an aleph. What our case was: there was the kohen, a roommate came out who's been grushim and chalutza. 1 8 said he was okay. 2 8 said he wasn't okay. He wasn't good. 1 8 said he was good. We ended up trei trei, and our sugya brought it into the fact that zilusin beidina, but forgetting about zilusin beidina, may ekret in, you know, if not for PR. Then we say oki trei lahadi trei va oki gavra aches kase. We keep him in his cheskas kahuna. So why over here do we keep him in cheskas kahuna? But in the very, very similar parallel case, almost exactly the same case in Kiddushin daf samach vav and aleph, when there was a tragic incident with Yanei Hamelech, when they called his lineage into question and ended up with him killing all of the Chachamim, almost. There were two Edim, sorry, that his mother was a Shibuya, captured by the Goyim, which is possible for Kahuna, and two Edim that she wasn't. And we say, Oki Trei Lohadi Trei, and seemingly what the Gemara says is, My Chazestam Chazahani Smochahani. Why rely on the, why rely on the Mekilim, rely on the Machmirim? Why did he come out okay and kill the Chachamim? He should have come out puzzle and just been deposed. So how come in that case we don't mamid Yanai on his cheskas kahuna? And Rashi there said a unique shita. Said Rashi, the Iyamar Oki Chilvajiva Oki Itzach Cheskase. Why not say make the two cancel out the two and keep his mother on her chazak? After all, the Edus wasn't that famous about his mother. Either she was Nifsalakun or she wasn't. So why not keep her Becheskes Kashrus until that incident, which whatever town it was, it says here someplace, Modian. Until that incident, she was Shere Lakuhuna. Why not keep her on her Becheskes Kashrus? Says Rashi, Hani Mili, he kam Moishabala Bezla Tira. That's if she was here, of course we keep her on her Chazaka. Apol benazeh hanidon ein lo chazaka de kashrus sharmi even on tchilas leidaso bipsol. But Yanai has no cheskas kashrus because this happened before he was born. Question is, was mother kshir lekuna or not before he was born? He was already born besafek. The safek happened before he was born. He never had a cheskas kashrus. It's only his mother had a cheskas kashrus, and the assumption of Rashi is, which Tosfos there speaks out in Dibur HaMaskel, my chazis, is that the chazaka of the mother doesn't carry over to the kid. And Tosfos then asked a question from, we mentioned this briefly, from Ksubas Daf Yud Gimel of an Aleph, that we possibly like Divrei HaMachshir BaMachshir B'Pita, the whole question of we have a suffix, a woman's nifsal lakuna or not, and she's becheskes kashrus, and we paskin she is kshera, like Rabbi Yeshua, if I'm not mistaken. And we also pass like the Amora Rabbi Yochanan there, that not only is she kosher, but her kid is also kosher. So we see her cheskes kashrus is masher not only her, but her kid b'makom safek. Oh, okay, so we pass like Rabbi Leo there, perhaps. Okay. Maybe you're right.
Twice.
Yes, you're right. We pass like Rabbi Leo there. Thank you. Anyway, so how come in Ksubas Daf Yud Gimel her cheskes kashrus says she's kshira lekuhuna and so is her kid, and in
the case of Yanei Melech and Kiddushin Asanot Vav, her Cheskes Kashrus works for her, but doesn't work for her kid. That's Tosos' question. That's why Tosos ultimately rejects Rashi. So what's Pshat? How do you defend Rashi? So the Chiddushi Arim want to defend Rashi with this. The Chiddushi Arim actually says this word in a couple places. Want to defend Rashi with a Tzvei Dinim in Chazaka. He wanted to take, I heard mentioned earlier, Chazaka, and say maybe there are Tzvei Dinim in. Maybe there are Tzvei Dinim in Chazaka. what do we mean by that? I mean, there are many ways to say Tzvei Dinim in Chazaka, but says the Chiddush Arim, what is the salient difference for him between, again, this is only according to Rashi, each other we show don't agree with Rashi, right? What is the salient difference between Kiddush Nasam Vav, where the Chazaka of the mother doesn't help the kid, and Ksubas Daf Yud Gimel, where the Chazaka of the mother helps the kid? The difference is that in Kiddush Nasam Vav, there's Trey Yutrei, and in Kiddush Daf Yud Gimel, there was not Trey Yutrei. There was just a suffix. It's just that we don't know who had an encounter with, an intimate encounter with a certain fellow, and we just don't know the status of that fellow. So, just if here we take Rashi in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, how can we say in Kiddushin, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, we say the Cheskas Ha'aim Lo Mehani Leben. But in Ksubos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we say Cheskas Ha'aim Mehani Lebas. Right, okay, there's a daughter, there's a son, but I don't think that's really the salient difference. Says the Chiddush Arim, how do you answer the Stira? So, says the Chiddush Arim, he gives a fancy schmancy answer to the sugya based on a Tzvei Dinim. What is his? What's the salient point? The salient point is here, it is a tray. And here it's just a regular suffix. Now, a normal suffix. And what's the difference between a tray and a normal suffix? He says, look, there are Tzvei Dinim in Chazaka. There is a Chazaka as a beaver and a Chazaka as a hanhama. There is a Chazaka that establishes a fact and a Chazaka that just says, let's not change the status until, we have a need to, until we have, until we are forced to. And he says, what's the difference? He says, does it work in Mokum Tree or Tree? Now, this ties into all of this we discussed last time, right? Can you have a beaver but Mokum Tree or Tree? So, we had it here from Isak Mandalesa, but the mainstream approach is that you can, or at least the majority approach, you cannot have a beaver but Mokum Tree or Tree. For Mokum Tree or Tree, this is based on the Mokum Tree or Tree, you can't have Chazaka b'toras beaver. Just what we'll call a hanhaga. Because how can you have a beaver if there's two edim on each side? Two edim says Yanai's mother is possible, two edim says kosher. How can the chazaka establish a fact against two edim? But if you have a stam suffix, his suit is just, I don't know, we caught her in bed with a man and we were suffix, whether this man was a kosher man or a possible man. That's a regular suffix. So there, chazaka works. The Torah is Bira. Okay, what's the difference? If Chazaka is a Bira, Bira is a fact. If the fact is that his mother's kosher, then the fact is that he's kosher. Because facts have other facts that flow from them. Facts are consistent. If one thing is a fact and something else flows from that, it is also a fact. if it's a fact that his mother's kosher, then it's a fact that he's kosher. So if the Torah is Bira, then it makes perfect sense. Bitoras birur cheskas ha'aim mehani levlad. As a birur, if the mother has chazaka that says she's kosher, then of course the kid is kosher. It's a fact that the mother's kosher, so it's a fact the kid's kosher. But bitoras just a status quo hanhaga, keeping your status, then what does that mean? The mother keeps her status of kosher, but it's not a fact that she's kosher. We just don't change her status. But it's not a fact. If it's not a fact, she's kosher. The fact is it's a suffix. we just don't change her status. Okay, so we don't change her status because she was kosher until last Wednesday. But the kid was never known to be kosher. So the kid's status is suffig. So therefore, b'toras hanhaga, we say she keeps her. She keeps her status of kashrus, but Yanai, the son, never had a status of kashrus. And therefore, says the based on this Tzvedinim, we can answer the Tosos' kasha on Rashi. This is the right here. Nirlamis Daiti says, he says Tzvedinim. He doesn't use the word Tzvedinim because he didn't know that's how the briskers, would talk. But he says, hey, it's not because you were dumb or like a. Rather, just we don't change the status. But sometimes it's viewer. Okay, sometimes it's reviewed as one, sometimes viewed as the other, and that's how he answered the Rashi, the Makom Trei, it's not shy to viewer. And therefore, you can keep everything status, but one status won't flow from another. It's not a fact. If there's no Trei, then it works in the viewer. Okay, this might explain many, many other things. If there's really Trei Dinam. I don't want to get into all the subjects, especially since we're Israeli from last month, but there is a famous concept in Gemara a few places called Tarti L'Reyesa. You know, it's an interesting question. When you have Chazaka with two Reyesas, two weaknesses, as it were, then we don't follow it. What's a classic example? What? Or the more classic is mikvah shenimda b'netzach chaser. The mikvah was kosher. It had 40 sa, right? Had 40 sa in on Sunday. I measure it on Thursday, and it only has 39 sa. And it only has 39 sa. And I don't know when it became pasul. So you cheskes kashrus from Sunday. Even though now it's possible on Thursday, so we follow the Cheskas Kashrus. But the Gemara says, no. There are two factors against the Cheskas Kashrus. Number one, it's possible now. Number two, what do you mean we're possible on the mikvah? We're not possible on the mikvah. The mikvah is sitting there minding its own business. The question is, the guy Toveld become Tahor or not? Yeah. So what does that mean? He had a Cheskas Toma. His Cheskas Toma plus the mikvah's present Paslus overrides the Cheskas Kashrus. Again, you could view that just mathematically. Two things beat one thing. But it could also be, perhaps, that Hunsterbin would say, if we don't say Dina. There are two ways Chazaka could work. If it used to be kosher, then Chazaka is a fewer than it's still kosher. But let's say it was kosher on Sunday and pasul on Thursday. You can't really say a beaver that it was kosher the whole time, because if it was kosher the whole time, it should still have been kosher on Thursday. All you can say is, on Hagel, we don't change the status till we're forced to. We keep the status till Thursday. Can't really say we believe it's kosher forever, because that's not true. It's possible on Thursday. So it could be if the again, a mikvah that was 140 saw, we never measured it. That works, even though the guy told them Cheskas Toma. Why? Because if it was 140 saw, we never measured it. It's a beer that it's still 40 saw. If it's a beer, the mikvah is kosher, then anything that flows from a beer is also the beer. A beer is a fact that's kosher. Anything that flows from a fact is also a fact. So if the mikvah is kosher, then the guy is who told is tahor. But if you measured it Sunday, it was 40, and Thursday it was 39, there's no beer that it's still 40. Because after all, we measured it as 39. It's just the hanhaga that we keep it as 40 until proven otherwise. If the mikvah is only a hanhaga, then it's not a fact the mikvah is kosher. It's not a fact the mikvah is kosher. Remember, facts give birth to other facts, and other facts flow from them. Statuses don't necessarily. Then maybe we say, we would make a hanhaga that it was kosher until Thursday, but that just means keeping things in their status. If you're keeping things in their status, then keep the gavra in his status and say he's still talking. Okay, that's all. So yeah, I'm just going to sign it. I'm not going to mention it right now. I just want to point out that another place you might find Tzvedinim, is, even though he doesn't say it this way at all, but is the Ramban in his discussion later. The Ramban asks the same question Tosfos asks at the end of Daf Lamed Beis Aleph, If Treyutrei is, if Treyutrei, if a Chazaka really works for Makom Treyutrei, if a Chazaka works for Makom Treyutrei, which the Ramban thinks it does, and Tosos thinks it does, at least we don't write that Chazaka works for Makom Treyutrei, then in the case of the Laman Alpha Beis, the two Edim and the two Edim about whether the woman was married or not married, how can we say she's Chayav Ashen Tolli? And how can we say that she can marry, that if she's sure and the Eid is sure she can marry him, why not say she's the Chazkazesh Ish? And the Ramban says an interesting thing there. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, if you have a Treyutrei, says the Ramban, whoever's, he says something interesting. He says, if you have a Treyutrei, the Chezgas Marakama does not allow us to take money away from the owner. And the Chezgas Ishus Ish from the first husband does not allow us to make the second husband divorce her. Right, that's the Ramban in Kiddushin. I don't know why we're going to be quizzically. Maybe because we haven't seen this since last month. But what does he say? He says, "Dilina truma bein daraisa bein darabana chazaka mokbika elad lomrikan oki treleva lomrina oki treleva hadi treleva oka chazaka afuke itzavi to say gavra v'lomashvina v'lan mamzer gomer lohutzi isha mikachta v'shakara v'nasa lomrina nami chazaka afuke imamona miyade." Demari. The what does he say? He says that a chazaka b'makum trey to trey allows a kohen to eat truma and makes someone a mamzer and makes a woman an ishus ish. But if they're already married, it doesn't make them get divorced. And it tells us who the money belongs to. But if it's already in someone's hands, he keeps it. He also says this funny thing about a chazaka b'makum trey to trey. What does Ramban think? A chazaka makum trey or trey paskins, but except in Yuchsin where he thinks it's a chumrah d'rabbanan. But not, if someone's already married, it doesn't break up their marriage. And if someone's already holding on to a property, it doesn't take the property away from them. Why is that? So, for example, if a kohen like Arsuya was the chazaka's kashrus, the chazaka lets him stay eating truma, lets him continue to eat truma. If a woman with the chazaka's ashes ish, the chazaka let's say she's still an Ashes Ish. But if a woman's already in Ashes and Trey Trey already married, she doesn't have to get divorced. If there's property and there's Trey Trey who owns it, Chazaka tells us that it belongs to the original owner. But if someone else is holding it, he keeps it. What's pshat in that funny Ramban? I really think that Ramban is similar to Sharon, and I'll explain why. What do I mean? Similar. Ramban in Kiddushin, what does he say? He says that Chazaka b'makum trey trey, again, nothing to do with these sukkahs. But what does he say? He says Chazaka, a stam Chazaka, always keeps the original status. Right? What did he say? He says a Chazaka shelo b'makum trey trey, we always follow the what we call Chazaka de Mei Kara in the Lashon of the Acharonim. The Chazaka was originally, but the Chazaka bin Makom Trey Trey. What do we do for Chazaka bin Makom Trey Trey? He says we follow Chazaka both Lahachmir and Lahakel. Lahakel are Sukya. Chazaka b'makom trey trey, who is the cheskas kahuna, we let him keep being a kohen and eating truma. Chazaka l'hachmir says, if there's trey trey where the woman was divorced, we say she is certainly, we say she is certainly still married to the cheskas ashes ish, but if someone the Chezgas Ashes Ish is married, she can stay married. And if property b'chezkas Reuven is in Shimon's hands, it stays there. Now, you might be able to think of a different way of explaining this, Ramban. The Ramban says a big chiddush here. He says a big chiddush. He says this to answer, again, Tosfos' question. If we follow Chazak of Makom Trei Trei, if, what's the fundamental question? If on Lamed Beis and Aleph, the Makom Trei Trei, we follow Chazakah and let the Kohen still be a Kohen, then why Lamed Aleph of Beis Trei Trei, if she's divorced or not, you let her stay with the second husband? Why don't we say that's an Ezechus Ish? So Tosfos's answer is, because in the case of Lamed Aleph Beis, there's Isha Daiko Minsava, which adds weight to one side of the scale. The Ramban's answer is that, we follow Chazak of Makom Trei Trei, but not if someone's already married or holding on to property. We follow a Chazakah to say the old status continues, but not if there's some present reality that it's against. What's Pshat? I think Pshat in the Ramban is that maybe the same Sveidinim as the Chisharim. I don't know what you thought Pshat in the Ramban was, if you're dying so much.
You're just bad. You see compared to the Ramban, because marriage, like there being like another chalos kiddushin, that's like very clear. But it's, the Ramban is very consistent by the Sabbatim also.
Correct.
So it's not just like practically you're on the
I'm on that. Correct. Very good.
That's why Tosfos was putting that stuff
here. That's a very good hara. I agree. I didn't think about that, but I agree. But what are we saying? Chazaka shloba makom trei trei is b'toras birur. B'toras birur, we always follow the chazaka d'me'ikara. What if following the old chazaka means the woman has to get divorced? Then she has to get divorced. We follow chazaka. What if following the old chazaka means you have to take away someone's money and give it to someone else? We take away and give it to someone else. The birur. Maybe he's really the same as the Cherim. I don't mean the same Nafkamina, same Yeso. Then there's no Birur, and it's only the Torah's Hanhaga. What is the Torah's Hanhaga? We keep the old status. So fine, we'll keep his old status, but not if it goes against the new status. If his old status that he can eat Truma, he still eats Truma. If his old status that he can't eat Truma, he doesn't eat Truma. If her old status that she's married, she's still married. If her old status is that she's single, she's still single. But not if it goes against the new status. If she got remarried meanwhile, what do you mean keep the old status of being married to the first guy? She now has a marriage to the second guy. Why not keep the status of being married to the second guy? Why not keep the reality of being married to the second guy? A birur can even undo a present reality. But anhaga means anhaga. If right now someone's neutral and doesn't know what to do, then anhaga is they should do what they used to do. But if right now someone's in a marriage, what do you say? Anhaga, let's keep what used to be and break up your marriage. No, let the anhaga keep the marriage. Anhaga means the money is who it always was. But if the money's now in your hands, why should we take it away from you? So maybe means it's only b'toras anhaga. And therefore, if there is, I don't mean a new status of just we thought something was mutter or usher, but an actual physical fact. Marriage is not a physical fact. But an actual chalos, if there is a real new status, then we keep that instead. Maybe that's the so this funny Ramban again. He's answering a question. There's so many questions. It's so hard to hold up. So again, Tosfos' question at the end of Lamed Beis and Aleph, the very last part of the Tosfos. How can we follow a chazaka against Trei Trei with Kula to let the guy be going? But we don't follow Chazaka against Trei Trei L'chumra L'an Aleph on Beis, say she's still married and has to divorce the second guy. Tosa says, on Lamed Aleph on Beis, there's a monkey wrench that she has another thing on her side. We should die from Mitzvah. And our man says, we follow Chazaka Makom Trei Trei. But Makom Trei Trei, we follow it a little less. We only follow it if it's not against a fact on the ground. We don't follow it to undo a fact on the ground. And marriage is a fact on the ground. And that really sounds like the same thing of the Mishurim.
I'm wondering if this could also be, even within the Sabbath of the Bureau, just because, like, what I was saying before about Kiddushin and maybe also, like, Teska's body being, like, a new Halos. I mean, if it was just, like, a fact on the ground that wasn't, like, an actual Halos, so then I think that would be, like, an interesting test case. Because you could say that even if it was a Bureau, it couldn't overturn the reality, because it's not a full bit, meaning it's not 100% Bureau. It needs to be an opening for the Bureau.
Okay, that's a Kiddush. I have to think of that. That's a chiddush. I'm not immediately jumping on that bandwagon. Okay, let me just point out that going back to this Rashi, this chiddush Rim is not necessarily Mochrach and Rashi. He has a brilliant Lundish answer, right? I know he was a Hasidus Rebbe, but he was a Hasidus Rebbe who was a brisker at heart. The first couple of Ger Rebbe's were briskers at heart. The Chidushim was the first, no? The Sfas Emes was technically the third, even though I think the second was very short. There are many other ways to answer this Rashi. I'll just mention three ways to answer this Rashi. So, three other ways to answer this Rashi, which are not super longish. But if this is the only way to answer this Rashi, prove the Chidushim was correct. Okay, maybe it just proves that the Chidushim was a light, very, very longish shot. But there are other ways to answer this Rashi. He couldn't think of other ways to answer this Rashi. But there are other ways to answer this Rashi. Some of them more dachuk, some of them less dachuk. As a matter of fact, I think the simplest way to answer the Rashi I didn't find in any of the portion. Although I'm sure if I looked in the Sefer I could have. But just to go back to the question, Kiddushin Samech Vav versus Ksuvos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ramban Bedas Rashi. He doesn't agree with Rashi. But when he answers up Rashi, he gives the most technical answer possible. He says, it's a machlok samurai. This is the Taimelon. What does he say? He says, it's only Rabbi Yochanan who says this. This is only Rabbi Yochanan says that Cheskas Ha'aim. Mehani Levlad. Technically, the phrase there is Hamliver Mashur Ba Mashur Beat. Everyone wheels Mashur Hers Mashur Dor as well. That's only Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskin like him. But our sugya is Lefi Rabbi Elazar. Lefi Rabbi Elazar, who I think is, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And I think that's who. Says over there in the Ramban and Kedusha brings down Rashi, even though he doesn't like Rashi, he points out that that's only Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Elazar holds differently. Rabbi Elazar holds differently. But see Rabbi Elazar, Shesavar, Bechezkas, Ha'em. Lo mahani levlad. So he just says that it's a machlokes amorayim. The Ra'ah gives a different shot. What's the Ra'ah's shot? The Ra'ah points out that what's the difference according to him between, he says, what's the difference for him between these two sugyas? And our sugya, Yana is born with this question. In that sugya, she was still pregnant. She hadn't given birth yet. He says, in our sugya, Yana is separate from his mother. But in that sugya, when the question came up, the baby was not separate from the mother. She was still pregnant. And what do we say about a fetus? Exactly. How do you say that in Hebrew? Uber versus Vlad. He says, this case is Yana was already born. So he's a different person. Why would his mother's chazaka work for him? But in this case, the case is Ra'uha Mu'beres, or maybe that's not the Lashon. Ra'uha Mu'beres? Okay, Ra'uha Mu'beres, and therefore we say Ubar Yerech Imo. Of course, if she's pregnant, then she has to be Ubar Yerech Imo, so whenever she refers to the Ubar. Since Yana was already born, I know she's pregnant once, but now it's born, doesn't work. If you ask me, personally, I might have been diking Rashi much simpler answer to this question. What's Rashi's Lashon? Rashi's Lashon in Kiddushin is, let's say read it, is, he came on by Shabbat Bez Latira. If she was coming to Bez Din, meaning there are two ways to read Rashi, the way everyone reads Rashi is, if she was coming to Bez Din, her Chazaka would work, but her Chazaka doesn't help her kid. But maybe read Rashi like it, if she was coming to Bez Din, her Chazaka would work for her, and then it would also work for the kid. But if she's not going to be Bez Din, she might have been dead at that point. You know, who knows where she was at that point. I assume by the time Yana is a Melech, his mother's, why wasn't she coming to Bezdin? I don't know, but she wasn't coming to Bezdin. Maybe she was dead, maybe it was irrelevant, etc. So I thought you could say, even though I don't have a makar, that it depends if the mother is in Bezdin. In Kiddushin, the mother is not asking Bezdin, right? They're not talking about the mother. They're not talking about the mother. Then they have to start with him. And then the mother's can't help her. But here, it's Davka, the mother, who is in Bezdin asking, right? They see her pregnant. She's the one asking the question. And maybe the difference is, it depends where you start. If you start with a kid, you have to start with the kid. He has no cheskes kasha. But if you start with the mother, then she has a cheskes kasha that can extend to the kid. Does someone have a sif to say that? No. Okay. But I thought that was another way to answer the stira. It just depends. Like many things in halacha, it depends how you ask the question. I don't mean in the, I don't want to be misunderstood. I mean, if you ask the question nicely, Rabbi says mutter, not says aser. What I mean is that, in a formal sense, in terms of what the chafetz that's nidon and bezdin, depending on what the formal question bezdin is addressing, you will get a different answer, even though the facts are the same. Right? Similar to like shechila kind of things, it depends if you're asking about one, if you're asking about both, similar question of cow, buffalo, et cetera, what are you asking about? If you're asking about the mother, then you pass to the mother, and I got the mother, you pass to the baby. But if you're not asking about the mother, only about the baby, then you have nothing to start with. Okay, there are many other ways to answer it. Rashi.
Isn't that contingent again on whether the chazaka is a biur? If the chazaka is a biur, the latest hasafik was much before the child was asked.
Correct. This is all assuming that it's not really a biur. But even though it's not a biur, if the mother's womb in front of you, you can establish a certain precedent. And what things I was saying something very stark. If it's a beaver, then whatever flows that flow from that. If not, then you can't extend that at all. No, maybe the answer is it's not a beaver. It's just keeping the status quo. If the mother's here and she keeps her status quo, once we keep the status quo, then that applies to the baby as well. Meaning, even though it's not a beaver, but if you establish status quo and then, if you establish status quo and then have a question about someone else, you've already established it. Correct. So it only works if it's not a full beer. Maybe it's something in between. Maybe we'll call it achra. Okay. Let me just move on very, very briefly too. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it, even though we could. The actual question, I think we had that before a month ago. The actual question told you maskal not, which is not the stira de kedusha exugos, but the real stira between kedushin. Samach Baba and Aleph versus Baba Basra Lama Days of an Aleph, which equals the same exact suba as Subos Daf Chavav. Maybe by this point it gets to Amid Days of Daf Chavav. What's the difference between them? They're exactly the same case. But you get different answers. What are the different answers? Over here you have Trey Utrey. Legabe, they're both legabe kashrus lekahuna, right? That's what you have in both cases. But what does it say in our case? It says that mokminan bechezkas kashrus. What does it say in Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav? It says my chaz samacha hai samacha hai. It says, why would he kill the chachamim? He can't be possible. He should just kick him out, right? So it says that that Yanai is possible, and that's why they ask the question that couldn't have been the case. In the end, they just thought it wasn't a case of trade tray. Because if Yanai is a case of trade tray, then he would have talked to the puzzle and everyone would post him instead of him killing the chachamim. So the Ramban and the Rashba and Ajah and have the most trivial answer to this stira. They deny the premise. They say we all must accept the Ramban. I have a whole essay here with lots of lumdas, but really it was never a good question in the first place. It never actually said Yanai was puzzled. It just says he should have lost. So what did the Ramban himself say? The Ramban and the Rashba, they say that here he is here he is, Becheskes Kashrus.
And they say, you know what? Yanai was also Becheskes Kashrus. Be'ikar kushrus ol Yanai, and treatment we died in Kol Zesh. I feel like kushrus gomer, the hoyal one, lichos al kacham, and she yeh, girl, kachne, after she shnei edim.
He says that really he is kosher. Yanai is also kosher. He says we all misunderstood the Gemara. Yanai is also kosher. So what did the Gemara mean by that he should have lost? He's kosher, but he shouldn't have been angry at the Chachamim because the Mon trade had a reasonable Havina, but the Chachamim Shepasluhu had some basis. That's all the Gemara meant. It didn't mean he's puzzled. It just meant if it's tray, the Chachamim puzzled them at some basis, and they should have said, you know what, let's just pull the tie and let bygones be bygones. Okay, it's not puzzled shot anymore. Meaning, Yana was such a topic. Say, oh, wait, you try to be logical with the king? Let me give you life advice. Don't try to be logical. Nirmat says, I'll logically just say, Tate, you were kosher, but since it was trade, you should at least, you know, say, let's ilu be ilu, and let's be pluralistic and let everyone have their opinion. Okay, they, no one else says that. Rashi, we know what his answer is. Rashi gives half the answer here and half the answer in Sukkot. He gives none of the answer in Bava Basra, because you don't know what he said in Bava Basra. What does he say here? He says he's puzzled. Because Cheskas Ha'em Lo Mehani Lavlad. How does Rashi then answer the Stira? Because what does our Gemara say? Lam Bezim and Aleph. Our Gemara says, listen to how it starts. Machzikin Alei Ba'avu Ha'dahai Dekoinu. It's Chesk of the Av. So hold on a second. If
the Chazak of the mother doesn't help, the Chazak of the father, I think, sorry. Help. You know, it'd be interesting that, I mean, Rashi doesn't say that. You say that Chazak of the father is better than the Chazak of the mother because, you know, somehow the son is a continuation of his father's Kedina. That's really, he's the same as his father. But his mother, he's not a continuation of her. She just affects his Yechus. Now, it would have been interesting to say for Rashi, I haven't seen anyone says it, but Rashi himself says all the time. Rashi, what does Rashi say to us to answer this question? Rashi never says, I'm answering the question. In Kedushin, he doesn't say he's answering the Sirim Subas. He doesn't say he's answering the Sphira. But I think one of the reasons he says what he says in Subas and what he says in Kedushin is to answer this question. Why don't you say Subas? He says, what's the Chazaka in our Sugya? Is it the Chazaka that his father was a Kohen? Or that his mother was Kshira the Kahuna? What's the Chazaka? Well, the mother, you know, is the Chazaka, his father was a Kohen? What is Rashi saying Subas?
Rashi in Subas, something very radical, says Rashi in Subas, the Ikasha trade train and who okay trade the trade in a Chazaka Ikasha trade train. Who if you say trade trade white kosher? No, okay trade the trade of Chazaka Maisa, keeping his Chazaka. What Chazaka did he have? Not the Chazaka of his parent. He says it's not kosher, not based on the Chazaka of his father as a Kohen, even though that's what's mentioned in our Sugya. This is a unique Shita because of his own Cheskas Kashrus. How do you have his own Cheskas Kashrus? We're so many of you as born kosher or born pasul. So it's not his own Cheskas Kashrus when he was born. His own Cheskas Kashrus from what we thought. Not the Chazaka of what the fact was. The Chazaka of what we thought. His own Cheskas Kashrus because the Ein Echad established a Cheskas Kashrus. Meaning what happened? We always thought it was kosher. That doesn't mean anything. A rumor came out. That doesn't mean anything. So that's an Uri. Then one eight said he's kosher and we passed on the Eid Echad. Once we have a psak based on the Eid Echad, the psak of Bezdin based on the Eid Echad creates a Cheskas Kashrus. That's the psak of Bezdin based on the Eid Echad creates a Cheskas Kashrus. That is the pshat of Rashi. Now, everyone has a lot of cash on it. Then why in the case of this guy brought
Eidos that Avosa and Shnei Chazaka, and this guy brought Eidos, only Shnei Chazaka, and the one with the Eidos Avosa worked because of Pasuk Rav Nachman, and then we undid it. Why not say whichever Eidos came first creates a Chazaka? So I guess Rashi would have to say, no, you only create a Chazaka if you have clear Pasuk in Bezdin without any Suffolk. In all the other cases, there was still a lot of Edom floating around. There was still, there's still a great group of Suffolk over here. At a certain point, in Besdin, all we knew was one Edom said he was kosher. A rumor is meaningless. And, Rashi thinks one Edom needs a return, hands down. And therefore, that creates a clear cheskes kashrus. Okay, so that's Rashi. Rashi says, unlike everyone else in our sunya, what's the chazaka matav lama days of an aleph? Right? Let's just ask a question. Right? In our case, what is the Chezkas Kashrus? Says Rashi in Ksuvos, which is the only place Rashi comments on this, Chezkas Atzmo Alfi Ha'ed Ha'echad, the first aid. Says the other Rishonim? No. Cheskas Aviv, which of course Rashi doesn't like, because Rashi doesn't think we can use Cheskas Aviv. What does our Rashbam think about this? What does our Rashbam say in our sugya? The Rashbam says something funny. You might have noticed this. Dibur Hamaschil, Rabbi Elazar Sofer came in the Achtina. I'll read from the fourth last skinny line, a fifth last skinny line. Va'oki gaver cheske dekash achazake dekashros kamaisa. They have a mochzak one by Avuah Kohen, who is father of Cheskas Kuna, but Gam Hechshanu Tchila Pi Erechad Kon Shavu Orin. And also, we were matrivis in Erechad before there were Orin. Rashbam says both. Everyone wonders why the Rashbam says both. Why does Rashbam need a double chazaka? When you read this Rashbam first, you wondered why he needs a double chazaka. Why he needs a double chazaka. And I think the answer is, I think two ways to answer. One way might be he knew his father's shot. He knew everyone else's shot. And he just wanted to cover both possibilities. He said, look, one shot is important to the other shot, and one shot is important to my grandfather, Rashi. So maybe he just meant to cover both shot. Yeah, maybe Lewin, but I put him in court, she has a different shot. He says, no. He meant to answer a different question. If there's a question of if we pass in trade fake to Rabbanan or Doraisa. Trade fake to Doraisa, we Doraisa, we shouldn't follow Chazaka. If it's Rabbanan, at least we Rabbanan, we shouldn't follow Chazaka. Why do we follow Chazaka? Shouldn't we at least we Rabbanan, not follow Chazaka? Tosa says, when we're talking about Truma to Rabbanan. Yeah, the Yulun says, no, it's based on the Gemara and Daf on the Hey. Then we had a Ritva who had a thought that was Manda or Doraisa, but let's assume everyone else says, that they weren't Irvin Nachman. He says there's two chazakas that works even in trade. Since it's only Xerid Rabbanan not to follow chazaka, there are two chazakas we can follow them. So says maybe, why does he say both? Either to cover both shitos, or says the Avnei Miluim, and I think the other Rechonim say that. There's probably a list of five Rechonim say that in the
what? Shav Shmaitza and the Avnei Miluim.
Same person. Says the Avnei Miluim.
Books, yeah. Kofal Dibarba.
Al P. Erevin Daf Lamed Hey. Bimakom Chazaka Achas Echmiru Midrabanan. Below Bimakom Shtei Chazakos. If there's one Chazaka, there are Machmi Midrabanan in a tray. There's two chazakas that were mm-hmm. Rabbanan. So you should answer the question: why aren't Rabbanan at least machmir about the trade favor Rabbanan? And the answer is because they weren't machmir. There's two chazakos. That's a gemara in Irvin. When there are two chazakos, then we're not machmir. Okay, the other one was a nice chat. Could go either way. But it's interesting that he says both. Let us just very very briefly point out. Maybe we'll go through all of the other answers. There are many, many other answers to this question. What Tosos says to answer this question, Tosos on our daf, how does he
How does Tosos and Ardaf answer this question? We actually had this on the board many, many moons ago. The Tosos says, Trey Sveka Drabanan, we're Machmer on Doraisas. But since Trey Sveka Drabanan, they were only Machmer on. They were only Machmer on Doraisas, not on Drabanans. So Tosos says very pasha. Over here, we're talking about Truma Drabanan. And in Truma Drabanan, Lo Hech Miru Midrabanan. But if you hold, but this we're talking about avoda, which is the Raisa. He was actually being obeyed right here at the tzitz, right? He was the Kohen Gadol. In those days, the king was the Kohen Gadol. I'm not saying that's a good combination. Not even saying it's close to a good combination. And by he, but avoda the Raisa, and therefore hechmiru midrabanan. The makom tray. This makes a lot of sense. That if tray tray is taken to rabbanon, it means we rabbanon they were machmer not to follow chazaka. If we rabbanon they were machmer not to follow chazaka, then maybe they're only machmer dina d'oraisa. But on dina d'rabbanon, like the assumption is that this was talking about nowadays, which was only d'rabbanon. This case in our sugya. It was already post-Korban, Truma was only Drabanan, or maybe he was just talking about a place where the kind of Truma he was eating was always Truma Drabanan, for technical reason, what species it was, etc., or many other reasons, they weren't Machmer. The Ramban and the Rashba also quote this Tosos as each omrim. They don't necessarily attribute it to Tosos. There's going to be a siren at 10, right?
Yes.
So that will be any moment there will be a siren.
Yes.
When there will be a siren, we will certainly stand and think not only about how we remember and appreciate. Those who represent the forgotten world and were closer nefesh to live their Judaism in the most difficult of circumstances. But maybe we'll also think, at least in terms of chazaka, about the fact that we have kept. Our chazaka through things much worse than trade, and not through any credit of ours, but how Hashem has preserved that chazaka through the most difficult and trying circumstances, in fact, that made it impossible, and we bear that legacy. And I think, our responsibility is not only to remember people who to passively remember those who perished and feel bad for them, but to feel the responsibility to do what they would want to do.
Using proper again, Ilu Nishmas, those prayers are going to show up that perhaps sometime over the next few days, when we're thinking about whether to, you know, work a little harder, put in a little more serious method, learn a little more, do a little more mitzvahs to do chesed, but not a little better, thinking of those who went to Auschwitz and what they were given to, you know, not properly, come on one more time, to learn a little Gemara. For another hour or two to mitzvos and to Ilus Kasadim, and maybe do a little extra for what they did not get the chance to do. And that will be a proper Ilu for the Neshama. Okay. Back to our discussion, I'll just point out technically that the Ritva and the Rabban, the Ritva at the Ritva and the Rabban Constitution, well, the Rabban, similar things there. When they quote the Seishon and Tosos, so close to this Manda or Trey Staked Rabbanan, they think this Manda or Trey Staked the Raisa. They think that even the Manda or Trey Staked the Raisa is only Machber in the Raisas, not in the Rabbanans.
Yeah.
But let's just briefly mention, briefly mention some of the other answers that we find. To this question, some of the other answers to find to this question, even if we don't get a chance to mention all of them. Chaim, I'm going to go first. The Tosfos in Ksubos has a similar discussion. Ask this question, how can we come out with a different sock that brings, you know, some of the same answers? They add at the end of the Tosin Subas, on Daf Rababon Beis, they have a Perush called, of someone we don't see all the time, called Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch. Perush, Lefi Sheshnaim, or also Yusam Chazak, Shal Hetre Mi'idim Tchila. Here it gets very, very subtle, but let's just, and really all of these answers, you have to go and plug into the boards we had from beforehand, and likewise a lot of other things, some things in fact, we're not going for all the shots. I will leave you to think about the implications of some of these shitas on your own, but I'll just mention that here we have the, who did I say, Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch? Yitzchak Bar Baruch in Tosfos Ksubos. He says the difference is in Kiddushin, the Eden that Passover came first. In Kiddushin, the Eden that Passover came first. Okay. It doesn't really say very explicitly, but it does say Shahayu Omrim Imo Nishkesh Modiyin by Yvukash Adar Lagimatse. Two Edom said she was a Shvuya. Then they checked it out and they found two Edom otherwise, at least in this Hamidimah. So here, the Edom Haposle came first and nullified Cheskas Kashrus. While over here, where Tosk gets a little tricky, but clearly the two Edom Haposle came first, but the one Edom Kashrus came first. It's an inspired the Edom came afterwards. So over here, Tosos in Ksubas doesn't properly finish his sentence, and Tosos leaves him very, very, very much Bitzar Ian exactly what's going to say here. Here also the two Edom apostle came first. Perish lo mina b'chal hani od machz lo mizayim asuna etc. Ain nearer the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, but the Reed doesn't like it, and he asks this question. But over here, somehow you have to say that the Edim haposlim did not come first. Edom HaPoslim did not come first. If we're all the eight, that was master came first. Okay. The re is not sure exactly how to get this. You know, do we want to care about 1A, 2A? We're not going to defend him fully. But again, we had a question. Does Chazaka depend on what we thought or what the reality was? The reality was that the two cases are the same. The mother used to be kosher, she may not become puzzle and then have a baby. But in terms of the perception, in the case of Yanai, first they had a psak of Isser. Maybe that's true, that's the kashrus. In our case, first we had a psak of Heter, and maybe then the psak of Isser cannot destroy the cheskes kashrus. The Ramban brings down a few other answers, and most of them are the Ramban. The Yabramah here has another fascinating answer. Says the Yabramah, the Rav of Bezdin, in the Ramban, in Fusion, says something similar. He says it depends whether he was really muchzak before the Eden came or not. Mm-hmm. It depends when there was a latest hasafik, let's call it. When was the latest hasafik? In the case of Yanai, the latest hasafik before his born. So you own Rabbi Munishmet Budim. They were saying, not now, they were always saying his mother was a hasafik. Over here is, he says, in the case of Yanai, the latest hasafik is before he was born and had a chazaka. Notice, he is somewhat of a Rashi man in that we don't care about the chazaka of the mother. We care about his chazaka. His not that he was born with something, no, his chazaka what we thought, right? See, basically everyone has a different idea of like what the status of chazaka. Is it the reality or is it the public perception? Well, over here, the latest hasafik was after he was born. And mochzak bekahuna, or he has another possibility. Maybe it doesn't matter when he was born, because when you're born, you're not mochzak bekahuna. Maybe it's after you start acting like a goy. Or before he started acting like a kohen, because after all, a newborn baby doesn't do anything. Or after that's what's called mochzak b'kahuna, he started acting as a kohen, right? I mean, Yana, he wasn't even true yet when this late something happened, or he wasn't born yet. In our case, he was. The Ramban, just briefly, gives another answer, which then he says he doesn't think it's a good question in the first place. But nonetheless, he gives another answer, says the Ramban. He thinks that this is a little similar to the Tosfos answer, but says the Ramban, the Rashi does say some thing. The Ramban and the Rifa say, they say, there's a different question here. Here it is, le'enyan truma lo hechmiru midrabana. Truma is not so common. They weren't mocking midrabana, But Yanai was le'enyan yuchsin, and avoda equals yuchsin. By yuchsin, we're always more machir. And avoda makes some extra equals yochsin. Why is avoda same as yochsin? Because what's the principle?
Malin,
exactly. We're malin avoda yochsin. Anyone works with some extra, we assume they're yichas kosher kuna. Yochsin means who you marry, not what you eat. But in yochsin, hechmiru midrabanan, b'makom trey. He just says if you look at the original sugya of trey in
are you bummos?
It's about Yochsin. For Yochsin, they were Machmir Darbanan. For Truma, they were Machmir Darbanan. Even for Truma Daraisa. That's the difference. Even for Truma Daraisa. Linya Truma, Afilu, Truma Daraisa. Still, they weren't Machmir even all Daraisas. They were only Machmir and Yochsin and very, very, very serious ones where we have lots of hope. Okay, so there are many ways to answer this stira. The Ritva here is another answer, and with that we'll end. The Ritva in Bava Basra, although he says, no, that's not true, he says same thing in Kedushin, right? He gives another answer, Says the Ritva of Vasra. He thinks this is true, but he thinks it's the main answer. So maybe we'll give him credit for this main answer. I don't know. He thinks this is also true. The Ritva says the difference is that in our sugya, you have an added chazaka, which is Chezkas Kashrus. He says Chezkas Kashrus is a very strong chazaka. Interestingly, he thinks Chezkas Kashrus makes a difference. Right? Says the Ritva over here in our sugya, you also have Cheskas. I mean Cheskas Kashrus as in a Kashrut Kohen. They were also, his father was a Kashrut Kohen, his mother was Cheskas Kohen. Cheskas Kashrus meaning that he doesn't do Averus, right? Meaning Frumkeit, right? Cheskas Kashrus, observance of halacha, of the father. Over here, you know where Machshon? He doesn't just have the chazaka of his father, the Kohen. He has the chazaka that his father was from. Why was his father married in Rishon HaKotza? But in the case of Yanai HaMelech, we don't have any Cheskas Kashrus. What happened? Yanai's mother became a halachic shayla, and his father stayed married to her anyway. We need Cheskas Kashrus. His father didn't have any better information than anyone else. His father said, oh, there's a suffix? I don't care. So this guy, in our case, we just don't know who the father married. So assume he's a from guy who only married someone older than him. Because Yanai's father, we know exactly. He was married to his queen, and she had a lucky suffix, and he stayed married to her. So there's no way you know Cheskas Kashrus. No. As a matter of fact, he doesn't have such a great Cheskas Kashrus because he put himself into a lucky, questionable situation. Of Yanai's father. Okay, so there are many, many answers. Each of these are, have their own assumptions, etc. I'll just point out perhaps one interesting thing. Sorry. One second. Maybe I won't put it on the board. But if you ask in our sugya, isn't Trey Utrey at least a speaker of Rabbanan? Doesn't that mean that the Rabbanan shouldn't follow Chazaka? Why do we follow Chazaka of this going? So Tosis' answer is, nah, because the Rabbanan were only makir for Truma Daraisa. Here we're talking about Truma Darabanan. Right? The Miluim's answer is, because here you have two Chazakas. Chazaka himself, based on the name, like the father. When there are two Chazakas, then we don't say Trey Chesek Darabanan, like Chris the Ritva. You could say, here you have a Cheskas Kashrus. The Cheskas Kashrus, meaning of observance, not of a kosher status. Then that's stronger to assume all Jews are good Jews. And we follow Chazaka Ibn Mumakom, Trey, the Ritva, which is Rebbe, the Ra'ah, who says they're only offer for Arias. And similar idea. Interestingly, though, the Rabban thinks that there's a misunderstanding. Man never Trey Trey Sekhid Rabban, he has a new way of reading the word Bamos. Notice, into it, says Man never Trey Trey Sekhid Rabban actually doesn't mean Rabban. Doesn't mean speaking to Rabbanan or Rabbanan reveals, which means it's a suffix that the Rabbanan can resolve. It's a suffix given the Rabbanan throughout the Chazaka, and minor trade space taking the Rabbanan holds that we always follow Chazaka trade. So, how do you resolve our sugya? Of course, the Rabbanan himself thinks that maybe a trade space taking the Raisa, but even if you say, if you would ask, isn't trade at least taking the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan thinks that doesn't mean we're mocking the Rabbanan. It means the suffix the Rabbanan can resolve well. Tosa says, we're machmir for the Raisa, but here's from the Rabbanan. Ritva's Rebbe says, we're machmir for Arayos, but not for regular Yisurin, or we're machmir for Yuchsin, but not for regular Yisurin. Or perhaps here we have two Chazakas, and that's better than one. Okay, let us move on. Again, I apologize that I have to be mashing that this man, but let's move on to a very, very gishmak sugya, the famous Gochin Velochish. How the Amrali? Bottom line, basically, all the people say, how the Amrali are having my bucks by hour? Certain guys are spending money on my land. Right? Amar Levi Nasa Mitzvah Shtar. He said, I brought you a different shtar. What it says, you sold me the land. Kosher Yashar. Amar Levi Shtar Zayfilu. It is a forged shtar. There's a bit of machlokas. What's the machlokas? Who says it's mamash forged? Most famously?
Rashbam
says mamash forged, and who most famously says it's not? The Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif say that it doesn't mean mamash forged. Rather, it means shtar amana. What is shtar amana? Shtar amana means emuna, means a true shtar, a shtar that was truly executed, but the content is not true.
Could you call it a provisional shtar?
Provisional shtar, that's not bad. But it means that I'm thinking of doing a transaction or a loan, some sort of transaction with Eitan. So I already write the shtar and I trust you, which might be a mistake, in this case, who knows. I trust you, so I give you a shtar and I say, hold on to this shtar. If you actually need it, you'll have it. And if not, I trust you to throw it in the garbage. That's a shtar amana. Okay, so either Mazoyef Mamash or Amana. So the plaintiff says, what do you mean? That's not a shtar. That's a forgery. Gachem v'lachsei the rabba in shtar zayfu. You're right. It is a forged shtar. Mir shtar ma'al yavu liyurks. But I had a proper shtar and it just got lost. V'amina in kan haibi yodai kolduhu. And I said, let me at least take this as something in my hands. Meaning, yes, this is a forged shtar, but I had a real shtar. I just lost it. Amar rabba ma'al l'shakari ba'yomar lei shtar ma'al yahu. Ah, migo. He could have said this is a good star, so he's believed to say he had a different star and he lost it. Amrli, Rav Yosef, my samchas. What are you relying on? A high star? You're relying on this star for the Vigo? High star, chasbiyamu. This star is a mere pottery shard, meaning this star is worthless. Chasbiyamu is what you're saying, worthless, right? You can't make a Migo based on a worthless star, so it's a forged star. Okay, they have the same exact machlokas again. How the Amrli, Chavi, Havli, Mizuzu, Besegliba. A certain guy said to his friend, give me $100 you owe me of a hashtar. Here's the shtar. I'm really shtar zayfu. It's a forged shtar. Gachim lachshu the rabba. He leaned over and whispered to rabba in shtar zayfu. Yes, you're right. It's a forged shtar. Me, your shtar mal, you have a but I had a real shtar and it got lost. But I mean, can I be other called? And I said, let me at least take this something in my hands. So I'm a rabba. Mal lo shakri bar. I'm a shtar mal you. He's amigo. He could have said this is a good shtar. So he believed, say he lost the other shtar. What are you relying on? A high star. The star, high star, chasbum yalmahu. This star is mirror, is worthless. Okay. Now, what everyone struggles here with is Rabba seems to make sense. Taka, the guy, is a good amigo. If he had just kept his mouth shut, he would have won. Right? He already won. He has a star. What are you going to do about a star? Yeah, you can't disprove a star. He already won. However, he was an honest guy. He says, you're right, really, I'm a different star. So that's a classic Migo. Believe him that he lost the other star because he could have kept this star. What is Rabbi Yosef saying? I understand the words he's saying. You're relying on the star, which is worthless. But like, that's how all Migos work. The other Taina is not really true, because I could have made the not true Taina. Believe me, that the Taina in the Taina I'm saying. So who cares if the star is worthless? It should be a good Migo. That's what all the Rishonim are struggling with.
When you make a taina that wouldn't bring necessarily, unless there was another taina you could have made, that said what you said was true. Said was true, and you could have said a more compelling thing. Said it's true. But we don't believe that this.
Here also, we believe that what he said now is true, that he had another star and lost it. So you could have said a more compelling thing, which is this star.
But then there's no such thing as star in the Torah. We can really say this star.
Only if they have amigo.
Correct, but meaning you never have anything to base a star on.
So
you don't have an actual star.
I understand. Let me give you an example. Right? Let me give you an example. Not an example from Shas, one that I just made up. Happened to be yesterday. You're walking around with a lot of 200 shekel bills. You accidentally drop 10,000 shekel in my front yard, and I pick it up, and then I say, I had a star that you owe me 10,000 shekel, but I lost it. I said, I admit that I picked up this 10,000 shekel that dropped out of your wallet, but it's because I really have a star that you owe me 10,000 shekel that I lost. So what are you going to say? Of course, we believe in that I have a star that you owe me 10,000 shekel that I lost. So I could have just said, I never took your money. You're allowed to say you got a star with it. You know, what's the big deal?
I mean, I guess Rabbi's basing himself on the Sigda, which is in question.
Okay.
My Karka is that same thing, meaning in order to dislogically Marakama, assuming the other guy has taken Skabase, just saying, normally if I just said, if there was no Shar Zagam, I just said, oh, I had a Shar.
And I lost it, and I am Migo, I'd be never.
No, I'm saying without the
I mean, Amigo.
I'm saying without the like, meaning.
Classic case.
Generally, by
we don't know who used to own this land. I say, I admit you're the Marakama, but you sold it to me and I lost my Shtar. So I win. So I just said I was the Marakama.
Right, but there you don't need a Shtar. You never needed a Shtar in order to beat you. I hear you did.
I don't need a Shtar. I can have any proof that you sold me the land. What if I have Eden that you sold me the land because of?
I mean, we're assuming that this Mio is going to be good enough to replace what you would have actually needed, like a Shtar or a Chazak.
I'm not hearing what you're saying. Every Migo is good enough to replace a proof. That's what Migos do. They take place of proof. So, okay, maybe you're saying something. I just don't understand.
Migos against Aiden or against Chazak.
But what's it against? Not against energy.
Meaning against the Skabase, which you need an actual Shtar or a Chazak in order to overcome.
You need proof that you bought it to overcome. Yeah.
In order to make this Migo that you had another Shtar, but you lost it, you know, the whole setup was based on you bringing a fake Shtar to Beit Din.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were able to then say that a whisper about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your
okay,
whole
so,
was based on a lie.
And therefore? Just finish your sentence.
And therefore, we don't want to base upside on a lie, we want to base it on truth.
We don't want to base Apsak on a lie. We want to base it on truth.
Because,
what do you mean? I mean, isn't every Migo that I could have lied? Yes, every Migo that I could have lied, but this Migo, is that what? That I actually lied. Okay, who says that? Right, okay, Tosos, correct. Within Tosos, that sounds like the Re in Tosos. Says the Re, the Nir the Re, the time of Rabbi Yosef, lo Re the Migo, hachakim no less lecha Migo, alke shikar t'chiva, shehutzuk l'shakar t'chiva, v'lo mar v'hashtara. Right, most Migos mean, I could have lied, so leave me what I'm saying. Here, it's not that I could have lied, it's that I did lie, right? This is a unique Migo, it only works if I did lie, not if I could have lied. Since it only works if I did lie, that's not a valid me. Why? Doesn't help finish the sentence. Why is it not? What's the simplest way to explain? I'm not thinking about why we don't use amigo if I lie in order to get there. Because what's the whole point of amigo? Is that it's the only one telling the truth, right? A whole bunch of amigos to prove that I'm not a liar. A little hard to say based on the fact that I lied 2 minutes ago, I can prove that I'm not a liar. Now, if you say I never lied, I have good proof that I'm not a liar. Say I lied 2 minutes ago, and that proves that I'm a truth-telling type. You know, it's a little funny to think that because I lied 2 minutes ago, therefore that proves that I don't lie. Maybe that's a shot. And why do I have to lie? Because if I've not said, and this is the star, I wouldn't have a amigo. That's recess. So one answer is, again, Rava shouldn't need, it shouldn't be so hard to figure Rava's Svara. But what is the Svara of Rav Yosef? What is the Svara of Rav Yosef? So, one shot is the Re. It says the Re, Lomrin Amigo, Migo M Sarech Leshaker Tchila, and there are many ways you can interpret the star of this. But I think the simple shot is Migo is a proof that I'm not lying. How can you prove that I'm not lying based on me lying? It says, it must be that at 10:05 I'm not lying, only at 10:04 I was lying. Because after all, I wouldn't lie. That's a little suspicious. That's the reason. Okay, great. What other answers do we find to this question? That's a very reasonable one. What is the, what would Rava say? You know, no one goes through what Rava would say back. And that's not true. But most of the Shatamim would go through what Rava would say back. Lachora,
Again, if this is the shot in the ring, Rava would say back, look, that was a white lie. You know, he was just, you know, setting himself off, something very similar to the truth. You know, he wasn't planning on sticking with that. And therefore, he's still fundamentally a truth teller. Correct. Or it's so strong that right now I'm telling the truth that even though I lied a minute ago, it's obvious that right now I'm telling the truth. It's like, why would I give up a perfectly good shot? Okay, all good. Yeah, yes, don't. Great question. What does that have to do with the lashon of what does that do with the lashon of chas b'alma? A few of these pshatim. It's not so clear what it has to do with the lashon of. With the lashon of chas b'alma. And it's funny because the Ri says the Rivam. Well, why do you think the Gemara holds it? Gemara doesn't say that. Okay. Does the Gemara?
Can't you answer that? What he's saying is, he's not really lying. He has a real. He used to have a shtar, so he's not totally making it up. And what Rav Yossi is backing and answering, Chas Baba Alma, what you said about that is a worthless claim because now you only have a Chas Baba Alma.
Yeah, I do think you have to say, let's say something, something along those lines. I agree. That what he's saying is sort of, how can you say that you're based on truthfulness? This is a Chas Baba Alma. And you were so much on this and brought it to Beis Din. But wait a minute, it's a little duffel in the lashon. You could give a totally different shot of the read, which would work a little better. But we'll come back to that.
When he said that the star is a star of Judah, he was testifying that it was a star of Judah. And when he tried to do amigo, amigo from Makom, Hadash Balbi and Ali Aiden.
Okay, who says that? Rashbam. Says the Rashbam. And he works well in the Lashon. What? You're basing your Migo on that other Taina? That star that's Chas B'alma, because you yourself admitted that it was possible. Right? How can you base your Migo on something which has been invalidated? Right? Meaning a regular case of a Migo, it's some other Taina that could theoretically have said, which has not been disproven. Over here, my Hodah has disproven this time. Which is, you know, what basically they're saying, that in a regular Migo, in our case, you could have lied. Well, in our case, you did lie. Says the Rashbam, in a regular case of Migo, the other potential taina was not disproven. But in our case, your hodah already destroyed the other, not potential, the other taina, right? You can't say I have amigo because, what do you mean? That's chas b'alma. Interestingly, isn't that really true in every migu as well? What's a classic classic example of migu? Where's the book you lent me? I say I returned it, or I said I returned it. Yeah. Migo, I could have said I never borrowed it. Okay, when I say I returned it, I'm admitting I borrowed it. Or Omer Kasnarti, you know, Omer Shalti. So isn't every Migo that once I say my real Taina, I'm doing a Hodas Baldin, that the other potential Taina is not true? So it says in Mukhe Yosef, he says, no, in every Migo, I am implying by saying something else. I'm dummy to admitting. It's dumb to admitting the other time is not true. But I'm not explicitly admitting the other time is not true. Right? But I say I returned it. I don't explicitly say, but I admit that I borrowed it. In this case, I'm explicitly
That's what Yosef reads the Rashbam, explicitly admitting that my other tanya is not true. I actually thought of it differently. In every other case of Migo, there's no chatz involved. That's what you thought? Great. Okay, so Chaim will tell us who says that in the Sifta. In every other case, there's no chatz involved. Like, I'm not destroying my other taina. I can always change my mind and say any taina that I want. Remember, you're closing your Torah Torah? But in this case, there's a chatz of a shtar involved. It's not just that I admitted my first other taina wasn't true. It's that by saying in, what's his lashon? In shtar zayfahu, I've actually taken this chefza and turned it into chasbuya. It's very good question. I've actually destroyed the chefza. Once I've destroyed the chefza, then there's no going back. The chefza no longer exists. So I think, again, what exactly...
You didn't destroy the tiny Rebbe, you just destroyed the proof.
It could be because I explicitly admitted... it was false. Again, I think that's what Luka Yosef is trying to say. And then I'll let Joel talk. I have Luka Yosef here. Give me a second. What's Luka Yosef saying here? He's saying that. What's he saying in the Rashbam? He's saying, Shahoda Mamish the fun of. Because this case is Hoda Mamish. Even though we say Migu, etc., when it's Mashba, not the other Taina, but here it's Mefush. I don't love this movie, Yosef, I must admit, because he's going to be stuck in all of Shas saying every case of Migo has to be where I did it the foolish time my other taina. Meaning then he would say, if you said, where's my book? There's a difference whether I say, maybe the book's different. You have to come up with the right case. Difference whether I say, I borrowed it, but, or I just say the end of the sentence. I thought you could morbid or you can respond. I thought more of a Dirk in the Rashbam, if you look in the Lashon Rashbam here, says, the Lol Dami Lashar Ma'alol Shaka Begumar, or Shtetan Shacholos Lios MS, or either one can be trouble. Hacha, it's all the Koach based on the Shtar, and Modesh Ashtar Pasol. He's Modesh, the Shtar is Pasol, and there's no Shtar. Okay. Or, because it's based on a chefza shel shtar, which no longer exists. Okay, in any case, this is different from regular Migo, because in a regular Migo, the other taina could be true, but over here, I've destroyed the other taina either by explicitly saying it's not true, which is what the Migiosa is using to reinforce, or maybe, because since the other taina depends on a chefza, once I destroy that chefza, that taina doesn't exist. Now, Rabbi Chanan points out that this Rashbam is a little funny. What does Rashbam say? Sorry. He says, because there's no Migo, because the other Taina is no longer available. So, Rabbi Chanan, yeah. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Dovi say, who cares? But what difference does that make? Right? The point of Amigo is if he was a liar, he would have done X. Since he does Y, the only explanation is he's honest. Let's think of this case. If he was a liar, he already had this great star, and he had basically won the case. He basically had the case in his pocket. If he's a liar, of course he would have said that. What's the only reason he would whisper to Rava? You're right, but I had a different star and I lost it and I just brought this anyway. What's the only reason he would have done that if he was a truth teller? The implicit logic is, what's the problem with Rashbam? Rashbam says, oh, this is no Migo because like the other taina you don't have anymore. What's the difference? You willingly gave up the other taina because you wanted to be honest. It's still a proof that you're telling the truth. That's Rav Chanan's question. He points out, therefore, that this Rashbam is gold for him because this Rashbam really only makes sense. I can't really figure out how to get this Rashbam to work. You know, the Rush struggles with trying to understand the Rashbam in some other way and then sort of gives up and says, oh, but it doesn't really make any sense.
Basically, if you remember, we had a Hakira mentioned a few times. I said one day we'll really discuss it. Okay. If Migo is really an umdana, is a psychological observation, if Migo is psychological, you must be telling the truth, because if you were a liar, you would have just done something else. And that makes no sense. If you were a liar, you would have just stayed where you were. This is like a great Migo. This Migo is better than a regular Migo. Regular Migo, if you were a liar, you would have said something else. Okay, maybe you didn't think of that something else, or there's a reason you didn't say something else. Over here, if you were a liar, you would have just kept your mouth shut and stuck with the fact that you already won. The only reason you would mess yourself up is because you're telling the truth. The Rashbam makes no sense from a psychological perspective. I really can't get it to work from a psychological perspective. And that's what Rachanan points out. But he makes a lot of sense if you view Migo from a formal perspective. What is a formal perspective on Migo? Right? Basically, the fact here, Migo is psychological form. I admit, the funny thing is, I'm a little struggling with it. The weakest point of the Migo effect here is that, like, you have a good common sense bar for one side, and you're not sure what the common sense bar for the other side. But there's clearly Hakira. There are just too many riots all over Shas that there are shitas that Migo is not a psychological truth. And one of them, one of the strongest amongst them, is this Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, I understand that from a psychological effect, you can say, well, but that's not what Migo is about. Migo is a formal din. Right, where Rechana likes to call Koach and Amanos, or she was called Koach HaTayna, or whatever you want to call it, call it what you wish. It means that since I have the power of one potential Taina, I can use that Amanos for a different Taina. That only makes sense. That only works as long as I still have that first Taina. If I've lost the power of that first Taina for whatever reason, then I no longer have that formal Koach in my Taina. From a formal perspective, Shabbat makes a lot of sense, and that's exactly what we're coming. There's a little more Rechon here, which I don't think I put on the Makoros, who says, this Shabbat makes no sense, but see what I wrote in my, you know, Chelik Beis Gimel, where I explained it. Definitely Rechon's most famous. I think, hands down, the most famous Kovash Shirim is Rechon's Hakira on Migo. Where we'll point out that this doesn't make sense, right? This, I hate to use harsh language, makes no sense if Migo is a psychological proof, what we'll call umdana de'eino meshaker. Because you have a great, this is better than a regular, this is no worse, this is better than a regular Migo. You had already won the case and you decided to be honest. Why would you have possibly done that other than honesty? If you're a liar, why would you possibly mess yourself up? No liar would be stupid enough after you already won the case. And the guy says, oh, it's a forgery. Everyone says everything's a forgery at best. And you say, what are you talking about? I say, what do you mean it's a forgery? What liar would say, it is a forgery, but you should know this is a whole explanation. Obviously, the only truth teller would do that. But it makes perfect sense. If Migo is a formal koach nemanos, if you say no, Migo means that if I have one taina at my disposal, that koach applies to all my tainas. That's only if I have the taina at my disposal. If I destroyed that taina and no longer have it available to me, then I no longer have the Migo. Nothing. It's not because I have psychological proof that I must tell the truth. No. It's that as long as I have this other potential taina, I could use that koach for a different time. Once I lose that potential time, that even if I voluntarily lost it, I no longer have that koach and I'm honest.
In terms of a psychological interaction they have, kind of against this, I guess, if someone is lying, then they're going to be grabbing at straws, so to speak, in order to find a story that works. If someone introduces the fact that maybe the star is false, then they're going to completely switch gears. And yes, because they can be worried about getting caught, and they don't want to get caught, so they can completely switch gears.
But that's not what the Rashbam is saying. No, but what you're saying is fine. I have no problem with what you're saying, but that is nothing with the Rashbam.
But he says that you're messing.
Where does the Rashbam say he's afraid of getting caught, and that's why he switches gears?
But he says it's completely changing the story, and that makes it that there's no Migo anymore.
He doesn't say it's completely changing the story. He says that it is. He says because his odos baldin throughout the other time. What does that have to do with grasping at straws? He's saying something before. He's not saying, oh, he's grasping at straws and that shows that his attitude and his frame of mind. He's saying, no, the formal, the odos baldin is a formal thing. The odos baldin eliminated the other taina, and therefore, he no longer is a migu. That's a very formal way of looking at migu.
Basically, I think the right Rashbam is looking at migu from a formal perspective here, as opposed to the Ri, who seems to be looking at migu from a psychological perspective.
Fine. But in terms of the Lashon and the Rashbam, but in terms of the idea of explicitly getting rid of the other taina, I think that there could be a reason to say psychological discontent.
Okay, maybe I have to think about it. Okay. Anyway, and this really cracks open the Hakira of Migo. Let's look at the Hakira of Migo, but let's just mention very, very briefly some of the other. By the way, the Ramban asked this question, and the Rambam is not the first person to wonder at the Rashbam. He's just the first person to answer in depth. The Rashbam already wondered about this Ramban. He quoted the Rashbam, and he says, "V'eini maven devarav." What did it mean, "eini maven devarav"? He just said, like, I don't understand what he's talking about. Okay, so Rochana explains what he is talking about. Before we get more into the Rochana, let's just mention briefly. Some of the other Pshatim. What does the Rivam in Tosfos say? Right? The Rivam in our Tosfos, Reber of Mordechai. What's the Rivam's famous Pshat?
No Migulot.
Exactly. Migul Lahotzi Lomrinan. Remember, I mentioned a few times that there's no rules of Migul. It's not true. Otherwise, there are no rules of Migo and Shas. They're all made up by the Shona. Made up in the negative. They're made up in order to explain. So, yes. He says, we don't say Migo Lahotzi. We only say Migo Lahachzik, not Lahotzi. And these are Lahotzi. Why? Because when I, obviously, when I say you owe me $100, here's the shtar of that. Even when I say this is, I bought the land for you, and here's the shtar, that's also Lahotzi. Because I'm being moved to the karka from the Barakata. It's karka, it's chesed, it's balay, it's karka, not the chazak, but whoever happens to be standing right now, it's chesed, I've got the chazak and the Barakata, it's all true. Otherwise, which Sephardic Rishon also is quoted widely as having said to the Migul Hotzi, the Rimigash, right? The Rimigash, they're not the only ones, these are the two main representatives. And then it's very posh, regular Migo is basically says, you look at all sugars of the Migo Chas, now here it gets controversial because they Ramad starts bringing up every single shas, but let's assume that's always the hatzik, and our case is lahotzi, and we don't say it's lahotzi. It's really true that almost every case you meet shas lahatzik, and then you have to answer up one or two other sugyas, which we will bleneder come back to. Interestingly. If Migul Lahotzi Lom Rinan, what's the reason problem of Migul Lahotzi Lom Rinan? Why doesn't the Gemara say Migul Lahotzi Lom Rinan? Right? Why does the Gemara say the Shtar is Chas Kol Yalma? Why not just say Migul Lahotzi Lom Rinan?
For Rava, he's saying that it's not Migul Lahotzi because you have Shtar.
Ah, very good. We'll come back to this. What does Rava think? So the Rini Gash says, Rabba thinks Migul Lahotzi Lom Rinan.
But the Rabbi Yom of the Rush say, no.
What? And Tosafot Bava Metzia says, correct, very good. The Rabbi Gash says, Rabba says Migul Lahotzi Lom Rinan. Tosos in Bava Metzia, no. Yeah, okay, but that's not okay. That's what you meant. He doesn't mean all Migul Lahotzi Lom
Rinan. Some Migul Lahotzi Lom Rinan. Only if he's by Shas. Not if they're ready to go.
I thought he was saying that you by Shas. It's not. He's saying, how do you explain that? That's not
Okay. Oh, okay. Then it's similar. Then it's not like the Rinnegan. Then it's like the Russian Rinnegan.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I misunderstood. Okay. So, really, what they say is that, no, Rava says,
There's not a mikvah b'hotzi. You're already muchsa, because once you have a shtar on something, it makes you muchsa. Once we also sing back, you think you're already muchsa because you have a shtar? The shtar is chasbo b'yel. Really?
That's the man. You know, and that basically comes out of Tosos. Well, we never come back to that. Let's just mention two other pshatim. Tosos has an inami at the end. This is very, very difficult. They've heard about Calamus. The Tosos in the inami. The inami is that towing because we're towing, right? Davi towing, Davi Choser towing. Okay. The Choser for towing, even though we had a machlokas earlier, right? If towing for towing, that was only when you are reinterpreting creatively your early words. Everyone agrees there's no towing for towing when you're machish towing, right? Why it said my forefathers and my ancestors, my father and not your father. But I can't be told about the Torah. He says, oh, you're a father, I want it. Right? And here you're being machish legamre. And we're saying in every regular migo, that's very clear. It's the same fact as the read. That's why the inami is going to the read. Maybe the read said the inami, Tos said the inami, is not what we know. Meaning, in every other case, that I didn't say the other taina first. So I'm not being chozer for towing, just what I could have done. But in this case, which is really the same as this, just a different point, I already said the other taina, and I'm changing my taina. When you change your taina, that's towing, chozer v'towing, and you're not allowed to be towing, ben chozer v'towing. Here, Rav Chanan has a bit of a problem with this. He says, remember, all Rishonim agreed that you're allowed to be towing because we're towing in the toilet tort, just not in the tort. So, what do you mean? You can't be because we're towing. There's a toilet tort from winning to winning. You can't be because we're towing from losing to winning. But you can't be because we're towing from winning to winning.
It's not really winning. It's like the second time itself is not winning time. The second time.
Okay, but the mice are doing time.
At the point in the second time, the first time it's now no longer.
Okay, so that's the truth is, our star chonim want to say that this close to the shdas yachid that you can't be chozer v'towing with pearl of Torah. Who said that?
The mishmor of kahuna.
Right, the mishmor of kahuna. Correct. I actually saw that. The I have it written down someplace here. The mishmor of kahuna. Someplace here. It's definitely someplace here. The mishmor of kahuna. But that's definitely one answer. That it's the that Tosol you can't be told because of Tosol. The other answer is that here it's a funny case because when you're that what's Tosol means? I say one thing and no one contradicts me, but I say something else. People have heard I say something, even come against me, like the original case, body, etc. And then I change my mind. Over here, I change my mind. You know, when I was in a winning position, but then I undermine my first taina. So you want to say it's like me here, Luptor. You want to say it's like me here, Luptor.
Either the direction to be or the
The fact that someone else is coming against you gets you scared, and therefore.
But here, no one else is coming against me. Yeah, they're not even against me. In every case, we got time is against
no,
me.
No, yeah, the fact that someone's coming on to you makes you scared, and that's why you treat the kind of. Can we say something similar?
Yeah.
You said that, like, in the basketball where they were having discussions for a reason why you were the tour.
Is it an ego? Because I could have stayed with my first one, or just that?
And one African meter was that.
There was no those problem yet.
Yeah. Where you'd be like scared or something.
But that's scared because I heard either on the way. Here I didn't hear either on the way. I just said something. I don't think this qualifies as scared. So, of course, the other guys are always going to say I'm wrong. I know the other guys are going to say I'm wrong. And scared means I know the agent part. Here, you can't say you heard the reading part. That's a little far fetched. I think that's a little too
far-fetched. So I think, and what does Tosa say? Tosa doesn't really say that, I mean, doesn't say terribly much. And this doesn't appear in Tosas in most places in Shas. He says, and that's why we don't say Amy. Clearly, the words Choser Retoin, which are clearly taken from Lamed Aleph, it's not 100% clear what he means. Does he mean, because you can't be Tosas because they're calling me toward the Torah? That's what the Mishmaros Kahuna says. One second, where is this Mishmaros Kahuna? something's here. The
Tosar Rush explains that. Basically says that what's the Chozer Retelling? The Chozer Retelling is because you didn't the Lord Yishon Bardach Gama Amai Kasama Amai Matzitz Mishma Hashara Kolomar the Tanya Rishona Vahayu Yafo Lismo Ki Im Al Hashtar Hazeh the Gama, the Hashtara the Ata Ino Yafo Lismo Chazat Shari Yafo Chazat No or hasba amru the had the kamar sharam al ya have the year for us to look at me on my idea to go sure it feel the amar shahid shalom me oh I'm not able to close it meaning when you're saying when you're make the original pina about the fake star that's when this is my star so what you're essentially saying is this was my star and I did not have any other star so then when you come and say star have the
really that's what he's saying.
I'm not sure. He's definitely trying to explain
how it's Michiel book Torah, right? Like the the truth is that you could put what Sam Sofer says, right?
He's saying it's
Mamish
total
Hakasha through me, because I admitted my first time it was not true.
Even before that, when I made my first time, I was essentially being voted. I did not have
enough. Where does he say that?
If you go back, it makes more sense. It says, when I was Kolomai, the Taina Rishona will hire Yafo Lismo, Ki Im Al Hashtar Hazet. He says the Hashara, he's basically saying, this is my star, and there is no other. And when he comes back and says, oh, there was another star, you're totally contradicting the fact that when you claim that this was the star, there can only be one star on this transaction. So when you invalidate that, you already admitted that there's no other star. So when you come back and say, there was another star, you're contradicting the original claim that there was no other star.
I can give it to you and show you. Yeah, that's similar. One.
Yeah. Okay, and then I'll, I thought maybe there is. Mishpos Kahuna Kasab, Bir Nasivos. Yeah, so I thought that was similar to something I saw in David Pavarsky, actually. Okay, I didn't see this. See this inside. So I'm not sure exactly if he means the same thing. But maybe the point is that, let me say it a little like this. I don't know if this exactly means, but Choser Retoin, how does Choser Retoin work? Interesting question. How does Choser Retoin work? So what Tosa says here is, he didn't say because you're not allowed to be Choser Retoin. You can't say amigo because he is a chozer retoin. Why can't you say amigo because he's chozer retoin? Ozzy, last word, and then I get to talk.
Yeah, this just occurred to me. Maybe it's a little bit similar to the Shalom between the Shar. Meaning, to be chozer retoin is that, on both ends, to be chozer retoin and say, claim that you had a Shar, and then claim, oh no, actually, that Shar is not good, but I had another Shar.
It's different than just two times.
Okay, still have to explain why.
Because by definition, when I make the first, maybe this was post Russian, it's explaining Tosos. When I make the thing about one Shadar, it's not just that it's mutually exclusive to another time. It's that I'm invalidating any possibility of any other Shadar.
You keep saying that. I'm not sure why that's true. People sometimes have more than one Shadar.
On the same exact opinion?
Even the
no, I mean, this is the same star meaning not star right, okay. Star Kenny. What's the same exact star?
Maybe. But I say, okay, I'll tell you the worst said about your study properly. He says like this: when you're chozer towing, again, this is maybe only going to work according to the Rambam's Kiddush or Koach. To say this is called the beautiful tour. Is a little tricky because, like, what's the reason that you get people to go to the To say that you don't really have a, that your first time is not so significant for the tour, it doesn't bind you. So if you're also your first time, you shouldn't bind. I think our Zoom person says, I'm not sure, it's a funny, Tosis thinks it's the most plush thing. Says, how does Tone because we're towing work? Tone because we're towing works because you can retract your first taina. You can erase your first taina and replace it with another taina. The way Tone because we're towing works is you say my first taina didn't really exist. I'm erasing my first taina. You're nullifying your first taina. Over here, maybe if you nullify your first taina, then you're back to fresh spot. If I have to nullify my first time in order to say my second time, then and if I have to nullify my first time in order to say my second time, then I don't have a Migo anymore. Because the Migo is only based on the fact that I could have spot with this first time. The cost of the Migo is only once I make that time. Right? If I never don't make that time, I have no cost of the Migo. Because let's say I never brought a star and said, here's my star, I have no Migo. The Migo is only because I said, this is my shot. I brought the shot. If I'm going to erase that, then maybe I undermine my Migo. Maybe that's what he means. Right? Again, I'm not sure. Dov Varsky, right? He's on the bottom line. He's the second Rosh Yeshiva Panovich. Maybe that's what Tosis means. I'm not sure. He says, maybe the point is that Kishachozer v'towing mochek et harishona v'in kain shud ein lo koach hanemanus. Because unlike a regular Migo, in a regular Migo, you have the koach, always could just put it at this time. Over here, you could have said this time, but only if you bring a false star to this. Once I erase it and say, forget it, I didn't bring a false star to this and I attracted it, then you don't have that koach hanemanus anymore because if you never wrote a false star to this.
Did we say those ones are going worse when you're not erasing the person and then you're just ending it?
Ah, or if it's the Torah Lictor, maybe it's the Torah Lictor, you have the right to erase the first thing. That was the other kind of Torah Lictor. You're meant, you're clearly out of it.
Okay. I'll just point out there's one other pshat in the Rishonim here that I know of, which is the Ramban. What's the Ramban's pshat? The Ramban is a very technical pshat. What's the Ramban's technical pshat? And therefore what, right? We don't know if it's a shtar mekoyim or not. The Ramban seems like it's a shtar mekoyim, although the Ramban makes it a shtar mekoyim.
If it's not yet
mekoyim,
do we give them the chance to offend?
Exactly. Let's put it here. Says the Ramban. That it's a star she'eino mekoyim, and so what if it's a star she'eino mekoyim? He only is a migo if he's mekayim the star, right? He sings. He only is a migo if he authenticated the singer mekayim the star. That's the only case he has a migo, right? Because if it's a star she'eino mekoyim, he can't use it. They what? So why not say you mekayim the star and then have a migo? Says the Ramban. What are you crazy? Bezdin will not be mekayim a full star. That's what can't be the kind of false star. That's what it does. and therefore technically he doesn't have amigo, because you only have amigo with the shtar makuya. The shtar she ain't makuya, and then we don't know if the suits are valid and worthless. You only have amigo with the shtar makuya, because this guy's an idiot. He waited to tie the shtar, then sends amigo number one. Since he sends amigo before he doesn't tie the shtar, the pain is cocking. Lekayim shtar mizoyef. How can we mekayim a shtar mizoyef? That's crazy. What bezdin would be mekayim a shtar they know is forged just for the sake of amigo? No one would ever do that. So it means chas b'yalma, and therefore that's obvious. Being a regular amigo, he has the other taina ready. But in this case, the other taina is only usable after kiyum hashtar. And since Bezdin technically not been tying the shtar, then he'll never go to me. Like you say, believe me, I lost the shtar because I had this non-shtar. You would have lost the non-shtar. Believe me, because you know, I could have been the kind of star. How do we know if you could have been the kind of star? Oh, let's try. No, because we don't, we're not the kind of full stars.
Rabba.
And what does Rabba say back? So, Rabban never says. I don't think Rabban says what Rabba says back, but I can think of two possibilities. Either Rabba says that it will be misguided to be the kind of full star.
That's
what
he does say.
What? Oh, Rabban does it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, sorry. Now I'm reading the Rashba. Oh, sorry. V'amar Rabba, iboy amar shtar malyum makayim lebesadi. Klomer, m'yochel kaimon nem amigo. You're right. It says that very explicitly. M'yochel kaimon nem amigo. If you give makayim it. Now, maybe here it's a little tricky. Like, I don't know if Bezdin formally issues a kiyum, but he would say, Rabba would say no. Bezdin says, bring in all your evidence, let's see if you can be mekayemet. I don't mean that Rabba necessarily Bezdin says Bezdin will sign on the bottom that we hereby are mekayem this shtar. That might be a little hostish. But Bezdin will go through the judicial procedure of kiyum shtaros in order to figure out what would have been if you had used the other taina. Rabban says, no, that's ridiculous. They're not going to dirty their hands with trying to authenticate a full star. So it's a technical point in the way Bezdin works, which affects whether or not you have a veto.
Would be able to
star. What? No, no one assumes you would be able to kind of star, even when the Rabban says, Rabbi says, if he can be kind of star. If. Doesn't he use the word if? Bama Rabba. In Yachol Kaimo Nam of Amigo, then ain't Adam to the time of other Ain't Nam of the Amigo. No, if you have Adam to be the kind of Amigo,
I mean, this, I'm not suggesting this. This be about how they view their Abana, that Keep Sharos, Kamaim is.
That is an interesting question. You're saying, is it just the technical point of, you know, Bezdin's, you know, cleanliness, as it were? Is it just better pasta-pastish? Or maybe it's something fundamental of Kiyum Shtaros. Do you say Shtar is fundamentally nothing about Kiyum? Or no, Shtar is fundamentally kosher. Just one could question it if there's no Kiyum. And you say Rav Yosef says a Shtar is fundamentally worthless without Kiyum, therefore you have no meaning. Rav says no, Shtar is fundamentally good unless you, you know, challenge the guy who can't come up with Kiyum. I think that's very good. I agree. Okay, these are basically what does Rabbi Yosef say? The Rashbam has this very abstract shot of Rabbi Yosef, really one of the strongest, of course, the shots for the idea that Migo is not practical, psychological, but rather formal. The Re says, oh, he lied first, which the Pashup shot of the Re is that. It's very psychological, and he lied first. You can't say that they are not a liar. The Revan, the Regashi, based on Migo the whole thing, which some have to get into. Maybe or maybe not, that's where it's based on as well. The Tosos and the Inami, we don't even have a name for this, says something that we really don't fully understand. It means something that the Tosos are towing, and we don't have a, they are going to struggle to understand this, but at the very least, is about Kiyum Shtaros. Okay, the hour is a little late. So we'll have to pick up Mirtz Hashem Monday in the normal slot. What do we want to do Monday besides finish this Makoros sheet? I want to talk a little more about Reedy Bar Oven and about Migul Lahomsi. So basically to finish until the two dots and the Tosos about Rav Yehudi Bar Oven. Some of the other recurs we've seen, and I will
So where, like I always ask you,
where do we get up to? We got up to not including Be'inyan Shita Zarah. We'll come back to some of these points.
But you did three in a way, sort of.
I barely started. Anyway, Kitzer, So we'll want to finish the Gemara and look at that that last Tosfos, look at the Gilyon HaShas on the side of the Gemara here. Look at the Hagos by Manios and Toim Vinitha Perk Tesvav, Sivkat Tes, and I'll send out more Makoros, Mirza Shem later. Okay. If anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask.